Saudi Arabia condemns Iranian attacks on Gulf nations. By John Hayward on February 28, 2026. Saudi Arabia on Saturday morning strongly condemned Iranian missile attacks against U.S. bases hosted by their Gulf allies and threatened to take actions if Iran continues violating their sovereignty. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia condemns and denounces in strongest terms the blatant Iranian aggression and the flagrant violation of the sovereignty of the United Arab Emirates, the Kingdom of Bahrain, the State of Qatar, the State of Kuwait, and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, read a statement from the Saudi Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The Saudi government affirmed its full solidarity with and unwavering support for the brotherly countries, and its readiness to place all its capabilities at their disposal in support of any measures they may undertake. The Saudi statement further warned of the grave consequences resulting from the continued violation of state sovereignty and the principles of international law. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia calls on the international community to condemn these blatant attacks and to take all firm measures necessary to confront Iranian violations that undermine the security and stability of the region, the statement concluded. Iran launched missile attacks against the Gulf states on Saturday morning after the United States and Israel began military operations against Iran that hit at least 30 targets with airstrikes, including government buildings in the capital city of Tehran and facilities associated with Iran's nuclear program. The Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a designated terrorist organization, reportedly launched several waves of missile barrages against Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Qatar, and Bahrain, as part of what they called Operation True Promise 4. The name was chosen to imply that the IRGC was keeping its promise to respond to any attack with aggression against all of its perceived enemies, using Iran's huge inventory of missiles. Iran's largely ineffectual missile attacks against Israel in 2024 and 2025 also used the Operation True Promise designation. In response to the aggression of the criminal U.S. military and the child-killing Zionist regime, and with divine assistance, the first phase of Operation True Promise 4 has commenced, marked by extensive strikes carried out by the armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran against regional targets of the aggressor, the IRGC said in a statement on Saturday. IRGC missiles and drones targeted the headquarters of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet in Bahrain, as well as other American bases in Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. In addition, military and security centers in the heart of the occupied territories were struck with decisive force, the IRGC said. The U.S. Navy base in Manama, Bahrain was evidently hit and damaged by Iranian missiles, causing a large explosion and panic in the streets. A cloud of black smoke rose over the city from the impact. Analysts told the Jerusalem Post that the explosion occurred in an empty quarter of the base, and other missiles launched against Bahrain were intercepted. The choice of empty buildings for the strike could be an indication that Iran wanted to minimize retaliation from the Gulf states by choosing symbolic targets. Explosions were also heard in Abu Dhabi, where UAE state media reported one person was killed. Kuwait and Jordan both said they intercepted Iranian missiles in their airspace.